Good morning, ladies.
早晨好,
it's good to see it's good to have each one of you here today. So this is my turn to try to give a little, if I can stop long enough. You know I'm very long-winded. But I do want to talk to you a little more about what we talked about the last time. But before we do, let's just ask the Lord to help us.
我就想继续上次我们所谈到的，在我们开始之前，让我们先来祷告。
As we come before your presence, we were asking you to give us understanding and wisdom.
主啊, 我们来到你面前, 求你给我们智慧。
We need this so much because the world clouds out all kinds of things in our mind. But let it rest our mind, Lord, that we can understand your word.
因为这个世界上我们的有各种各样的东西想要来充满我们的头脑，主，我们真的是非常需要你，让我们能够有聪明，能看得清楚。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求, amen.
Now, I want to go a little bit further, or maybe it seems like maybe long, but it's not going to be, I hope. And to your understanding, last week I finished up talking about some of the prophecy before and then talked about how America has fallen in their devotion and love of God and how it's bringing us to a very, very bad point.
然后上次我就讲到了这个预言，也讲到了美国是如何到了现在的这个地步，就是因为我们没有再对神这样子忠心，没有再这样继续爱神，所以我们现在呢就沦落到了这样低落的一个地步。
So we're just going to put that aside today, and we're going to talk about the end times.
我们就先把那个放一边，我们今天来谈这个末世。
Now, I want to make it very clear to you as I speak today that I am not saying that Jesus is coming tomorrow or next week or next year or even in 10 years. I don't know.
那我先要声明一下，我讲这个末世不是说主耶稣就是明天会来了，或者下个星期，或者下个月，甚至是十年以后，我不是讲这个。
I only know what the word of God tells me.
我只知道神的话语所告诉我的。Now,
I want us for a few minutes to put our thinking cap on because I'm going to give you a scripture that tells us why Jesus gives us signs.
我们先把它放一边，我们来想一下，耶稣 为什么要给我们这些征兆呢?
Now, Matthew 16:3 says this. And in the morning, it will be a foul weather today. For the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.
在马太福音16章第3节，主耶稣说：“早晨天发红，又发黑。你们就说今日必有风雨。你们这些就是假冒伪善的人呐，你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。”
Now this was Jesus talking before he gave us the signs of the end time. He was telling this to those around them, and particularly to the religious leaders, I think.
然后呢，这个是在耶稣给这个末时的这个征兆之前，他是给他周围的人，尤其是那些宗教领袖，给他们这个征兆，给他们警告。Now,
Jesus had been promised, but actually it was when Eve sinned against God, and God said, I'm going to send to the serpent. He said to Satan, you may bruise the heel of the seed that I am sending, but he will crush your head.
就是主耶稣是早就是被预言所预言过的。那在创世纪里，神就对亚当、对夏娃、对蛇说，你会伤这个女人的后裔的脚跟，但是他要伤你的头。
Now that's the oldest prophecy. It's nearly 6,000 years old.
那个是最古老的预言，那大概这个预言是六千多年以前了。
Now we see for the next about 3,500 years, God would often give them scriptures pointing to the time that Jesus would come here to the earth.
那大概从3500年之前，神就经常的是给这些先知预言，就是弥赛亚。主耶稣会来。
He told him to be born. He would be born as a child to a virgin. He went on to explain down through the city he would be born in Bethlehem. He told another prophet that, and there were so many prophecies. It seems to me like I've heard it was around 300 prophecies in the Old Testament.That pointing to the first coming of Jesus.
那就是后来主神又告诉另外一位先知，就是说主耶稣会在伯利恒出生。然后在旧约里边就有很多关于主耶稣第一次到来的预言，大概有300处之多。
So when he was talking about this prophecy here, about those that.Were at sea, and the only way, because they did not have the things that we have today to talk to a boat. These men, when they went out to sea, they were by themselves. They had to keep watching the weather, the signs of the weather, to know what might be ahead.
所以呢，他在跟这些人谈到这个将来要来的事情的时候，这些人他们不像我们现在就是有这种天气预报，那他们要。就是一直要盯着天空，要看这个，就是来看这个未来的天气，或者会是怎么样的。
So when they saw the sky sort of reddish and low, sort of lowing, low down, they knew a storm was coming.
所以当他们看到说，哎，这个天呢有点发红，然后呢好像又天是沉沉的，又发黑，他们就知道要下雨了，要有暴风雨了。
Then they would check that everything was buckled down. Everything in the midst of the storm wouldn't be flying around.
然后他们就会把这个船上的，就是他们在加利利海船上把他们的东西都固定好。这样的话呢，如果暴风雨来了，就不会被抛出去。
So what actually what it was a warning to them, and they knew by that sign what that warning meant.
所以呢，对他们来讲，这个就是一个预示一个警告，就是说他们看到了这个天气呢，他们就知道要来什么了。
At one time, he even said to the Pharisees, which comes back to this verse, he said to the Pharisees, "You don't know why I'm coming, and the prophets, you don't. Well, how can I say it? In other words, he's saying you're not listening to the prophets. You read them."You know them because they memorized their Bible. It wasn't just looking, they memorized, they read it, they knew it, but they disregarded the signs.
但是主耶稣有一次就是对这个法利赛人就说，说你们就是在读圣经，就是你们也把它记下来了，但是其实你们是不去在意或者是留意这些先知所说的预言。
And they rejected him.
然后他们也拒绝了主耶稣。
So you see, it was very important because God a long time before said this in Isaiah 46. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. We're going to turn to verse 9. I'll give you time for that. We're not in a hurry.
以赛亚书第46章第9节，神在很久之前就预言说。
This is what he said.Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none other. I am God and therefore is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, not the beginning telling of what's going to start and how it's going to end. He said, I tell you the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish.All my purposes.
说你们要追念 古上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，不是说我起初就说这个事情是怎么发生的，而是讲到未来的事情。从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Now he told us in Isaiah, he told us, I do this for two purposes.
在以赛亚书，神说，我这样做是有两个目的。
I'm giving you these prophecies because I want you to know that I am God.
我给你们这些预言是要让你们知道我是神。
And then he said, so you will not think it's the idols that does it, but it's God, it's me.
所以你们就会知道不是这些偶像所做的，而是我。
So I'm saying all of this to say,that he has given us signs.
So
we don't know the day nor the hour, but he says, keep watching for these signs. Just as the sailors would watch to make sure there wasn't a storm coming, you and I are to watch the day we live in to see if there's any signs of his coming.
So, 神主耶稣说，你们要就是要守望，要警醒这些征兆。你们不知道具体的时间，但是呢，就像一个水手，他就不断的看这个天气，他要看这个征兆。所以呢，我们也要观察，知道我们所处的时代是怎么样的时代。
I know a lot, and I too myself would say, okay, right away, let's turn to Matthew 24, and we'll read that. But I personally have a sign that makes me realize.He's coming soon. And I want us to read that in 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And we'll start at the first verse.
然后呢其实我们有的时候就会一下跳到这个马太福音第24章。但是我个人呢就是有一个征兆我看到就是说就是在提摩太后书3章1到7节让我们一起来看。
I want you to listen carefully as he tells about each kind of people.
然后呢，我请大家仔细的来听，看他所描述的里边的这些人。
And I want you to think, are there any like that today among the earth, among us, among the world? Is there any like that, even in my own little area?
你听的时候请你想一下你说在我们的世界甚至就在我生活的小圈子里有没有这样的人呢
Now the first verse he tells us this. He said, this know also that in the last day perilous times shall come.
他说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Now stop a minute and think right now,Right at this day, are there any perilous times in our world?
你读到这里，你停下来想一想，在我们现在的世界有没有这样危险的日子呢？
We look at the COVID, it's a worldwide pestilence.
我们看疫情是一个全世界范围的。
We look at the floods and the earthquakes covering us and fires. Oh, the fires is going across this world.
然后我们看世界上有这个洪水，然后地震，还有这个火，山火、野火到处都是。
And military, we see things are exploding in parts of our world.
然后我们看到这个军事上的冲突，我们看到在全世界的各地都有这样子的冲突。
Do you think maybe we might be living in some perilous times?
所以你想，我们是不是？或许就生活在这样一个危险的日子里呢。
Well, now let's go to the second verse, and it tells what men are going to be like in the last days, in these perilous days.
然后在这个末时这个危险的日子的时候，人是怎么样的呢？是，让我们来看第二节。
For men shall be lovers of their own self.
因为那时人要专顾自己。
Covetous, boasting, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，傍禅，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Do you see any of that today?
在今天的日子，你有没有看到这些状况呢？
Now let's look at the next one. Without natural affection.
再看下一个，无亲情。
That means homosexuals.
那个亲情就是这个，就意味着这个同性恋。
Are we seeing any of that today?
那我们今天有没有看到这种状态呢？
Where they gave a whole month of honor to homosexuals, I think it was last month.
June, 你有没有知道他们就有整个一个月来庆祝这个同性恋呢？就是六月份。
Incontinence, fearful people, despisers of those that are good. Fourth verse tells us, traitors. The fourth one says, traitors, heady, high-minded people, lovers of pleasure. Oh, my Father, more than lovers of God.
说自高，第四节讲到任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。我们有没有看到这些？
In the fifth verse it says, having a form of godliness.
说有今天的外貌。
Churches may be full. There are many of them feeling that they're very godly, but they're denying the power thereof, which is the blood of Jesus Christ being born again.Being filled with the Spirit, and such of those turn away, he said.
就说有今天的外貌，你看到就是教会里边有很多的人，很多人他可能觉得他还挺敬虔的，但是却是背了敬虔的实意。这个就是主耶稣的宝血，就是不承认主耶稣的这个宝血的救赎。这等人你要躲开。
Now remember, these are signs that's going to be in the days that it's perilous right before his coming.
所以呢，这些就是主耶稣要来的时候的这个危险日子的征兆。
You know why this verse has been so outstanding to me?
你知道为什么这一经节对我来讲就好像跳出来一样，引起我的注意吗？
Because at 85, I was born in a different generation and time.
因为现在85岁的我出生的时候是一个不同的时代，不同的这样一个世界。
As I was growing up, the majority of the people were honest. They didn't even sign contracts. They just shook hands.
然后在我长大的时候呢，那大多数人都是很诚实的，都不需要有什么，都不需要签合约，就是握手就可以了。
I lived in the inner city and we never even locked our doors.
我住在这个市中心呢，就是那我们甚至晚上都不用锁门。
They never opened the store like I told you last time until 1950 on Sunday.
然后就像我上次所讲的，在1950年以前。商店都是星期天，商店都是不开门的。
Now Sunday is the biggest day for shopping. It's the biggest day for sports. It's a big day for pleasure.
现在呢，商店却成了一个就是去买东西啊，就是看体育节目啊，还有这种各种各样的宴乐的一个很大的日子。
Disobedience of children today is out of sight. They talk back there.It's a troubled children. I can't quite grasp hold of it as old as I am.
就是对我这么年纪的人，就是看到简直就没有办法能够理解，就是现在这个孩子这个不听话呀，就是违背父母，他们跟父母对嘴啊，这样子讲回来，这是我没有办法理解的。
When I was young, you wouldn't dare talk back to your mom or dad.Or you might lose something called teeth.
我小的时候呢，那你可是不敢跟爸爸妈妈回嘴，不然的话你可能就没牙齿，就掉牙齿了。
You could curse them all you want inside in your mind, but you better not put it out in your voice.
你心里边不管怎么不高兴，在那里在那里生气，但是你怎么想，但是你绝对不敢嘴巴上说出来。
So you see, that's why this particular sign is very real to me.
所以呢，这个标志对我来讲是很就是很明显的。
Because I, in so many ways, can contrast what it was just 30, 40 years ago, I say 40 to 50 years ago, compared to what it is today.
那就是看就是比较现在三四十年跟现在以前呢。那有很多的这样多么不同这个世界跟我所在的世界。
We have to thank the disciples because they became very interested in something when they went to the temple one day and told the Lord, oh, how beautiful this temple is, how wonderful it is.
我们得谢谢这些门徒，因为这些门徒他们到了圣殿里，他们就对神说，哎呀，他说你看看这个这个圣殿有多美啊，这个圣殿有多么的宏伟。
So instead of saying, yes, you know, this is a very beautiful temple because it was a very beautiful, Herod had made it a beautiful temple. Instead of saying, oh, it's a very beautiful temple, we look at Matthew 24, the very second verse, and see what he says there.
然后呢，主耶稣不是说，哦，你看这是一个多么对他们说的，这是一个多么宏伟的圣殿，而是你看那个希律王建的是挺好的，他是而是主耶稣就到了马太福音第二十四章第二节。
He answered them with a prophecy. He said, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down."
主耶稣说，你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
That must have really startled them.
那肯定让他们很吃惊。
I think what we would say, it knocked the wind out of them.
那可能就好像一下子让他们很震惊这样的。
But we know in history,And they learned that in 70 AD, the Romans came in and burned down the temple and broke up so much in Jerusalem and killed so many people just 40 some years later, or less than 40 years later.
但是我们知道就是说不到40年的时间，又在公元70年的时候，那罗马的军队就进来。然后他就把整个的把这个圣殿也拆了，也把整个城市都烧毁了，然后杀了很多的人。
So after Jesus said this, they became very interested. They wanted to know some more about this destruction he's talking about.
所以当主耶稣在马太福音二十四章第二节讲到这个之后呢，他们就很好奇，他们就想。
There were three questions they asked him, and the first one was, tell us, when shall this thing be done?
他们问了三个问题，第一个就是，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事。
那现在，他要把这三个问题，一起跟大家提出来。
Okay, the first one is, he says, tell us when this thing shall happen.
那这个到底是什么时候会发生的事情呢？
Now they were talking then about destroying that temple.
因为他们的主要是听到说那个圣殿会被毁掉。
But then they came up with another question.
那后来又接了第二个问题。
What shall be the signs of thy coming?
那你要来的时候，这个事情要来的时候有什么样的征兆呢？
Why did they ask this?
为什么他们问这个问题呢？
Because Jesus had begun to tell them that he was going away.
因为耶稣曾经提过，他们就联想到耶稣提过说，我会离开你们。
And that he would be coming back for them.
但是我会回来带你们走。
I'm not sure of the timing, but he was letting them know that by this time of their ministry.
所以就把这个问题联想在一起了，就是这个圣殿毁坏，然后我还要再来带你们。他们就问了第二个问题。
So they were interested. Then what signs are you going to show us?
那我们可不可以有一些征兆，让我们有一点意识到呢？
And the last thing they asked was.Give us the signs of the end of the world.
所以第一个是提到圣殿，第二个提到耶稣再来，第三个是提到那么这个世界的末了，他们有这个观念哈，末了是什么时候呢？
You see, they knew from the Old Testament that there was going to be a time when this world was going to be destroyed.
因为他们很熟悉旧约，
they must have known that.
旧约的这个先知的预言，他们知道说这个世界会有一个结束的。
So Jesus began to speak to them.
所以耶稣就回答了他们。
Now, it wasn't as if he said, number one is this, number two is this, number three is this. He just gave them a group of signs for a little, and we have to sort of interpret those signs.
那他的回答呢，都不是说很准确的说，就这样一个问题，一个答案，不是这样。他就有一些描述，让他们自己去思考。
So here we find out that actually what he is trying to tell them is the fact that he was going to show them, and how can I say it, as clearly as he could, particularly not being able to, what shall I say, he had them to deal with, then he had the Gentile age to deal with, then he has the end of the world, so it's sort of broken up like that.
那这个问题的这个要了解不是那么容易的哈，因为有关系到犹太人，关系到这个整个世界的局面，关系到基督徒，所以耶稣所给的答案呢，并不是说很简单的，他就用一个整体的一个描述。
The first thing he talked about, and he talked about several times, which I feel he was saying was a very important issue. It is primary. He said, take heed that no man deceive you.For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
那么第一个回应呢，是告诉他们你们要小心的，这些情况我会告诉你，可是你要小心的是，在马太福音24章的第四节，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，不要被骗了。
So deception is going to be very strong as we get closer to his coming.
被蒙骗这个事情呢，会是一个大体，不管是以色列或者是哪里或基督徒都会碰到的。
Now the first question they asked was about that temple.
首先他们不是问的是圣殿吗？
And we see that as we go along in the ninth verse, we're going to find out he first talks about the temple.
那他也提到这个圣殿的事情。
We know by history that the temple was destroyed in 70 AD.And all of the children of Israel were thrown out of Israel by 130 AD.
针对这个圣殿的事情呢，是在主后，主耶稣降生后的70年，那个时候，因为这样子呢，就以色列人就四散了。
And never was a nation again until 1948.
一直到1948年，这个以色列才复国。
Now he's going to tell them what's going to happen during that destruction of the temple.
那在这个当中会发生什么事情呢？
And after that, they shall then deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
所以针对这个圣殿的事，关系到以色列人的以后的事情呢，在马太第24章第9节，他说他们要把你们针对以色列哈，现在患难你杀害你们。还要为我的名被万民恨恶。
That prophecy has been so true.
从历史上，你有没有看到很真实的应验了？
When you get thrown out of the country, when you go through this, the process of getting thrown out, the process of destroying the Jews during this time, and all nations are going to, well, when he says all nations, you would say, well, wait a minute, it was just the Romans that threw them out, and they went to different countries, andBut he's telling them, when you go to these countries, you will be hated.
他们被杀害，而且不管到了哪里，那个国家的人民呢，他们就会对他们有一种恨恶的这种看法。
And if you study history, you will find out in many of the nations, the Jews ended up being hated by the people and many times persecuted.And even killed.
不管犹太人多优秀哈，他们不管去哪里，总是会被人家用一种厌恶或讨厌、排斥的眼光来对待他们，甚至会杀害、逼迫他们。
We know that Hitler killed over around 60 million.
那么
6 million.
对，最典型的就是600万吗？是不是？
And the Chinese under Mao, I forget how many million they killed the Chinese.
那事实上在中国也有被迫害的一段时间。
And today they're still doing it. Even the United Nations hates Jews.
连美国，他们在这里有很多的建树哈，有贡献，可是连美国有很多人会歧视他们。
They have put up more bills against the Jews.Than any other thing they've done as a United Nation.
他们会特别美国在这里会特别立一些法令呢，来约束他们。
And today, across our world, it has gotten even worse.
那这个时候是越来越严重了，对犹太人的这种歧视。
There was a census just lately. 60%, I believe it was, of evangelical young people turned against Israel.
You mean the Christian?
Yes.
那么有60%的这些福音的传道者呢，就是基督教的这个福音就是传福音的人呢，对于这以色列呢，也是另眼看待的哈，就是也是不喜欢他们。
If those disciples had only knew how far-reaching this prophecy would have been.
那但愿那个时候的这个他们这些门徒听到这个话之后。可以把过去旧约的这个预言连接到以后要发生的事情。
But God did.
那当然他们想不到了，但是呢，神就从幕后了解到起初。
And he again warned them.
而且呢，特别还警告他们。
Now when Jesus began to preach, to answer the second one about his coming and about the end of the earth, he brought an illustration. He said, I'm going to tell you like,A woman having birth pains.
那么对于这个末世的时候的整体哈，总体的全球的这个状况呢，就好像一个妇女怀孕快要生的时候的那种阵痛一样。
Because you see, these prophecies that he's going to give has always been seemingly from the very beginning a man.
我们要知道这个神给的预言呢，是从很早很早，刚才讲到第一个就是六千。多年以前哈，就很早就有了。
He said you're going to hear wars of rumors of wars, and there's going to be trouble, and and for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
那会听到除了这种各种事情的这个频率啊，还有它的强度啊，会像妇女的阵痛越多越来越强之外呢，还会有什么事情会让我们的这种感觉呢？第一个就是战争的风声，打仗的风声。
In other things, Jesus, in other words, Jesus is saying there are always going to be wars, but let me tell you, these wars are going to be like birth pangs. They're going to get worse and closer and worse.
那当然，以历史来看的话，打仗的话总是有的，没有什么稀奇。可是你会看到这种打仗的真的打仗或者风声呢，会越来越像阵痛一样，越多越频繁，而且强度越来越大。
For the first time in all history, mankind had a world war in 1917.
1917年，全世界有一个大战，第一次世界大战。
But that was nothing compared to the next one in 1939, between the nations, the strong nations, a world war that affected so many.
到了1939年之后呢，这个第二次世界大战呢，跟第一次比起来，那就强多了，就严重多了。
And if I rightly remember, I read a statistic that said it was 150 wars since the Second War in some of the nations around the world.
有人去数啊，自从第二次世界大战之后呢，一共已经有150多的这个大大小小的战争了。
It says, "For nations shall rise against nation."
国跟国呢，彼此就对打起来。
And then he says, "Kingdom against kingdom."
那国跟国哈，国跟国。
But that word "kingdom" in the Hebrew it means the ethnic groups. Ethnic groups shall be against other ethnic groups.
那这个原来的这个原文里面的这个，我们翻成国跟国度跟国度呢，它是指到一群。一族就是这群人跟那群人会彼此相争。
Then he said there's going to be pestilence.
然后会有一些传染病。
All kinds of things like that, you know. He said there's going to be pestilence, but that's where we would put the virus. Virus is a pestilence. 那比如说 virus is what kills, it's, you know, that kind of thing.
比如说现在我们、面对的这个所谓的病毒也就是其中的一种。
Now we've had lots of these viruses in different countries that kills, the Black Death. They had all kinds of things.
那事实上这种病毒
diseases that would kill in particular places.
因为病毒的这个、这个传播或者是伤害呢其实不是现在才有的。它是在某一区、比较黑死病啊或什么样的一个瘟疫啦什么的、但是现在是一个更严重就是全球性的。
But never has the world ever seen a worldwide virus, a worldwide pestilence or sickness until today.
但是绝对是史无前例像现在全球一起受害的这样的一个、疫情。
He went on to say there's earthquakes, there'll be earthquakes in all kinds of places, different places, diverse places.
然后有一个现象就是地震。
And I watch, I have a man that I watch、that shows us how the different kinds of earthquakes. And if I remember not too long ago, he said there were, in the last 2 weeks, there's been 75 earthquakes.
75, okay. 好，那 我一直在听一个、在就是在计算这个地震的、一个弟兄的节目哈。那他说呢过去一两个礼拜就有75次的地震。
And he said, now these are,Just the beginning of sorrow.
是各个国家，不是只有一个地方哈。那么这些呢，都会带来灾难。
So we see that we've always had wars, we've always had sickness, we've had earthquakes.
战争。
But what's happening now? We're seeing them increasing in intensity, and we're seeing them get closer together.
疫情，还有这个地震，这些一个一个都在我们的、眼前展现了哈。
Yes.
那这些会越来越多，越来越强。
Just since 2021,
我们就想、这个2021年好了。
Tremendous floods across this world.
我们就提这个水灾好了。
Fires in places. Russia's fire is almost to the North Pole.
火灾也是一样全球性的哦。
We're seeing these terrible things and earthquakes. We're seeing earthquakes around. Look at poor Haiti just lately had a earthquake, 7 point something.
海地又一个七级多的、地震把他们震得真的是很凄惨的。
We're watching the signs.
我们就要看着这些辨识这些灾情或者这些症状。
We know in history they had these things, but we see that they're increasing, they're coming closer together, and it's getting much harder.
所以你眼睛盯着的时候呢症状好对不起我不要讲症状。你盯着看的话你会发现那个强度还有频繁度真的是越来越近了。
But he tells us, you that endure to the end shall be saved.
但是耶稣提到忍耐到底的。
I don't want to go any further. I have much more, but I don't want to go any further because darkness is she needs to have her little sermon.
那么今天就到一个阶段、以下我们就再继续、就是我们的这个、专题。
I'm trying to show you.That we're not just grasping at air and trying to find something to talk about when we're talking about the end times.
请你注意哈，我之所以那么的慎重要讲这个题目，不是说好像就抓一个题目来大家闲谈聊一聊，这是一个关系到我们的末世的问题。
I'm sitting here in the comfort of my home in my chair.
我坐在我这一个很舒服的这个椅子上面呢，我是很舒适的。
And on my little square iPad.
那我也用我这个小小的一个 iPad,
I go around the world.
我可以从这里去看到全世界的景况。
I hear these things.
我听到这些事情。
I see pictures of them happening.
我也看到实况的这个照相、照片也好，或者是、这个影像。
And I know, as I watch the signs, something is happening.
他的意思是说，或许我过得你过得很安舒哈，不要以为都世界都没有战事。他说我坐在这里。明白这些情况的时候，我知道到底我们的四周围发生了什么事。
Remember, I'm not saying it's tomorrow or the next week or a year. I'm just saying you watch those signs.
那就像耶稣的回答一样，我也不是跟你说可能明天哦，下个月哦，或者是怎么样，什么时候哦，不要去预测这个事情，而是说预备着，盯着会来到的。
Just as sure as that temple was destroyed.Just as sure one of these days.
就像在历史上圣殿被毁了，就像现在的一些症状
and others are going to enter into the tribulation.
那耶稣已经要来的日子近了，那有一些人呢，一定会进入到所谓的灾难期，大灾难期。
Keep your eyes open.
眼睛张开吧。
Watch for the signs.
好好的盯着这些征兆。
Don't bury your head in the sand.
不要把自己像鸵鸟一样躲起来，就头就不看了啊。
But be alert.
啊，要很警醒的，要很苏醒的。
Father, dear, bless our people.
亲爱的天父，求你赐福我们每一位。
Give us a heart that loves what you've told us.
让我们爱你所说的，而且呢，爱你。
To not to make us afraid, but to prepare us.
主啊，我知道你不是要让我们害怕，而是让我们预备好。
May each one of us search our hearts.
愿我们自己能够来啊反思我们自己的心。
That we're not deceived.
让我们不要被迷惑，被欺骗。
But that we got our eyes and hearts open.
让我们的心还有我们的眼睛，就是我们的心眼可以打张开。
To what our Jesus has said.
那就看着耶稣警告我们，提醒我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.